God bless you all, and it has been a truly wonderful day. Lots of share-ins. I wasn't expecting quite as many people today, especially because it was Mother's Day in America. But you know, the people that gave up their time to come and be on the fellowship, the monthly leaders meeting, and have shared such wonderful testimony. But you know, all the ladies that gave up their day, a lot of them shared that it was their Mother's Day in America and that they weren't doing very much, which is a real blessing. You know, we must really respect our mums and all the great things that they've done in our lives. I'm glad Dan is still on, listening carefully and intently, I hope. No, he's a wonderful son. You know, that we are, he's laughing, that's good. You know, we are wonderful people. You know, God created man and he made woman in the image of that man, and that he made her as a helpmate, you know, somebody that is there to help and support. And you know, in God's eyes, he sees us as all equal, but you know that the man is the head of the home, and you know, the woman is the guardian of that home. And when the two are like-minded and they're moving together, great things happen, miracles happen. You know, and being that it is Mother's Day, you know, I've reflected on when I gave birth to my first child and my second child and my third child, and how God was at the center of everything that me and Lawrence done. That we raised our family in that word, that God was the orchestrator of our family and our home, that running fellowship, you know, really working with our family first and then with people, how God really wrought signs, miracles and wonders in our life. And that, you know, we don't even see ourselves as leaders. Like, we don't even see ourselves as grandparents. We still see ourselves in our 30s, loving life, enjoying life, you know, being a blessing to those around us. And that the key thing right now in my heart is just to really love with that love of God, and that I'm real thankful for all you guys staying on as well. That when we're really loving and we're not taking thought of ourselves, but our focus is on God and on those around us, and that we speak those heavenly words, those words that are gonna really encourage someone, ignite them to that spirit that dwells within, set that spirit on fire. You know, we can say words that tear down sometimes, and we may say words that aren't encouraging, but that God always wants us, like Danny was sharing right at the very beginning, you know, he wants to speak those things that God wants him to speak. He doesn't want to speak the negatives, he won't accept the negatives, but all he wants to do is really be on fire and live that life just like Christ did when he was here on this earth. And God really does have a plan and a purpose for each individual's life. It may not be the same. We may have things that are the same, but he really does have that special thing for you as that individual. That he loves us with the same love. It's not that he values me more than Lawrence, or that he values Danny more than me. It's that he loves us unconditionally. And me and Lawrence had a wonderful day yesterday. We went to West Midland Safari Park, and basically it was a free ticket. Because we took the children there at Christmas, everything was closed except for a few little things. And the children got to do the safari. And actually, the safari was more profitable nearer Christmas than it was yesterday because of all the people there. All the cars, everybody stopping to see the animals, and the queue just went on forever. But because we didn't get to do the theme park in October, because it was in December, because it was closed, they gave you 6 months to return for free. So we went back yesterday, and all we had to pay for was the theme park tickets, which was so incredibly cheap, it was unbelievable, especially for what you pay for a theme park usually. And we just had this wonderful day. The weather was shining and the children really enjoyed themselves. And Lawrence went on a few rides, and I was always the one that takes care of the bags because I like to keep my feet firmly planted on the ground. And Maya did ask me if I wanted to go on a ride, and I said, well, probably the only ride Nana will go on is the merry-go-round. And she said, oh, I don't want that one, Nana, it's boring. So that really showed me where I was at. I was boring because I only wanted to go on the merry-go-round. But anyway, you know, out of the mouth of babes. And we were driving home, and it was a real blessing because Nick drove up and he drove back. So I got to chill in the back with the children and Leanne, and Lawrence was playing the music, and a beautiful love, couple of love songs come on, and I was singing to Maya and singing to Vinny, and their little eyes looking up to me, like, you know. And we just truly had that wonderful day. And just that, you know, I gave birth to my children, and now my children are having children, and they are sat there like looking up to me with these adorable eyes and a heart of gold. And it just made me think how we look to God at times, you know, when we want that comfort and we want that reassurance. And that God's with us in everything that we do, but maybe sometimes because we don't see him, you know, we find it hard to acknowledge him on a daily basis. And that all he wants is us to be part of our family, you know, that family of God, connecting one to another, encouraging one another, supporting one another through easy times, hard times. That he has given us his word, which he magnified above his name. You know, for us to sit and read that word, it brings great comfort, especially Psalms and Proverbs and the New Testament, you know, where we see the book of Acts coming into fruition. And we're doing the same nowadays, you know, having breaking bread with one another and fellowshipping daily. And, you know, it's available. And if you're not in a position to have that right now, then ask God. Ask God to be able to find someone that you can fellowship with daily for that encouragement and that support, and that you don't have to be alone. Now, Lawrence, obviously, he gave up his job many years ago now, and he truly, from the day dot that I met him, has done nothing but love God and really encourage me and our children to always look to God in every situation. That he has brought God into our family, and with his faithfulness and his stand has kept God there. And that now it's extended, and he's pastoring and ministering to many. I think one day this week he had 16 people ring him, and it really blessed me to know that he was on that phone ministering and helping people, encouraging people, because that's his job. That's the job that he believes, and I believe, that God called him to do. That somebody had to rise up 20 years ago and be that minister, that pastor, that somebody that took that stand. You know, some people said, oh, well, I'll do that when I retire, or I'll do that when, you know, when I'm financially secure. Lawrence did it and we had nothing. And God said to him, because Lawrence wasn't, people say, oh, it's about the finances. And what I'm trying to say is that he didn't do it for that. He said to God, you know, I will work for you. And God said, if you take care of my business, Lawrence, I will take care of yours. And Lawrence's business was me, the kids, the home, the material, you know, the finances, keeping the roof over our head and the food in the cupboard and the lights on. And with no savings, in fact, we had a bit of debt at the time, Lawrence gave up his full-time job. And do you know what? God has supported us for all these years. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. And if anything, through all this, God made our family stronger. God made us to the point where we had faith in Him and that we could trust Him no matter what. That we knew that God was faithful. And, you know, Lawrence's job is still the same today. All right, we do the Zoom, we do a home fellowship, we do a monthly fellowship. And in between all that, I know how hard Lawrence works with preparing these sharings for the website, answering the phone at all times of day. I think it was just last night, I think it was just Peter actually, that he said, "Peter, I'm a little tired, I'll call you back tomorrow." And we'd only just got back from the scene from the safari, and we were just sat having a coffee and just talking over the day. And do you know what? He never ever says no to anyone. But that made me feel a little special last night, that he thought of me, and that he finished the wonderful day that we'd had with me. And so, Peter, I'm sorry if he didn't answer your call. But I know that he's there for all of you. If you pick up that phone and call him, he will be there to answer you. He may say, "I'll call you back in 10 minutes, or I'm just doing this, ring me back in quarter of an hour or whatever. But I know that he is faithful and that he does trust God. And that if you're looking for a bit of encouragement, a bit of reassurance, and you've gone to God and then you ring Lawrence, I know that he does nothing but give you the words from God. And so I want to say, even though it's Mother's Day there in America, obviously we had our Mother's Day here in March, but I just want to thank God for Lawrence's life and for his faithful stand, and just for the way that he has and continues to support each individual that comes on this Zoom, whether you're in America and you're 7 hours behind, or whether you're in India and you're 6 hours in front. That time span has no meaning to him whatsoever, that he is available, because he said to God, you take care of me and I will do your business. And so, with a great heart of thanks to God for bringing Lawrence into my life, and for all the wonderful years we spent together, for the wonderful day yesterday, and for the many more days that are to come, I am so thankful to God for Lawrence and for his stand and his life. And it's getting late now, it's 20 past 8, and I know a lot of us got work tomorrow and all sorts, but I really pray that you value your relationships as much as I've done with Lawrence, because God really will take you on a wonderful journey. And Marie, that right man is out there for you. Peter, that right woman is out there for you. And Kathy, you have certainly got someone special coming into your life. So I thank God for each one of you. Thank you for your faithfulness to support us and being there for us when we need you. And I love you dearly. So God bless your hearts.